never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So what a pleasure to welcome this guy to the show. We're just talking, you've never been on the show. Don't know how that worked out.
Yeah.
What? Sorry.
But you've met before.
You've never been on the show.
I've never been on the Drive Show, weirdly. I'm trying to think in my mind. I'm like, I don't think I've been on the Drive. I've been on the Breakfast Show. Yeah. I've been on Carla's show. But I don't think I've been on the Drive Show. But I'm here now. I'm excited.
Yeah. You keep on missing me because I was on the Breakfast Show. Then I missed you. Now I'm here. Eventually, we got him.
Majosi.
Majosi is on the show tonight. Jesse, what a pleasure, man.
Thanks,
huge
man.
Fan. Huge fan. Let's just get that out in the open. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about this somebody. And we've been playing it for a while now.
But yeah.
I was like actually arguing with my kid. I had a massive argument with my kid.
Yeah.
December, like New Year's Eve, actually. And which led to a very awkward kind of situation.
Yeah.
And then on my way to work one morning, your song came up, Somebody, and it was like exactly what he was trying to tell me.
Sure.
Ah, okay.
Weird, man.
Yeah, that is weird. What was he trying to tell you? Just like that you're loved?
No, like just give me a little space.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, weirdly enough, that song I wrote about, like a lot of my songs I write about me and my future children. So they're like for my future children.
Oh, wow.
So this song was actually about me speaking to my child and telling them that they are loved. And just giving them advice and telling them like, sometimes you get angry and stuff. Don't be slow to anger, quick to listen, that type of stuff. So that's what that song's like really about. So it's good that it's working out in real life for you and your kids.
That's exactly what happened. After that song, sometimes you just get a song that you needed exactly at that point in time.
Mm. Yeah.
So it worked exactly the way it was supposed to be.
For the season, man, yeah.
Ah, like
Lally's a dad himself.
Oh,
two beautiful kids.
Love my boys, man.
Oh, nice, man.
So I totally get you. There's a lot of things that I definitely want to tell them now.
Yeah.
And so it makes perfect sense when you actually say that you're writing it for your future kids.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, like, I mean, I think I have a fairly level enough head and I want to just try and get that knowledge out there before, who knows. But it's also good for other people as well, to get that out there.
So the thing with you is, ironically enough, we're just talking about, Kurt Darren. It was actually, we buried the hatchet. We get along famously these days. he does. He brings out stuff. Some of them were actually very deep, like Yemen of Tafelberg and so on. But the other stuff is party. It's party tracks.
Yes. Yeah.
Party tracks.
You know, listen to the words. You bry along. That's what you're doing. Drink along. But your stuff, it's next level. Is that why you? Because there was this break. Majosi took that break, remember? You took that break between the two albums. You were like...
Yes, yeah. Yeah, for me, I think it's just so important what you say and how people are going to receive it,
There we go.
And
You put proper thought into it.
Like, yeah, 100%. Like, I think people underestimate, just because now I've got like a nice groove and there's nice things happening around the song, but there's deep layers underneath the words. There's double meanings. There's a lot of things in my songs that people won't realize unless they either ask me or they just take a deeper look, But also at the same time, like I always say, like I don't like to tell people what to get from the song because I want them to get what they want to get,
Yep, like I wanted it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
even though the song is written in these lyrics and stuff, you can still get something different than what I intended.
So what's the story of the ukulele? Like, where did this thing start?
It's just another instrument I learned. You know, stringed instruments are fairly easy for me now to learn because I know how to play the guitar, I've got that knowledge. So you just use it with other things, and ukulele is just a fun thing. It's easy to carry around. It's a little bit different. It's a break from just acoustic guitar or electric guitar.
And you learned how to play the piano now as well.
Yes, yeah. That was more challenging. I actually did do a bit of it at jazz when I studied jazz at UKZN. But I didn't like my keyboard tech lecturer, so I didn't go to the lessons. I'm sorry, Al, I don't know what else to say, but I just skipped the lessons.
You know, I wish I could tell you who I had breakfast with yesterday, but really like top female singer, artist in South Africa. And she was saying to me exactly that. She said she got booked for a gig.
Yeah.
And they said, do you play the piano? And sing. She says, well, I sing, but I don't play the piano.
Yeah.
I can dance, I can act, I can do everything. I can MC. I don't play the piano. I said, damn, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
So she was like, damn it. Like, this is my flaw. Yeah. I need to play the piano. Yeah. So she went off and she learned very basic piano. And now she can play the piano.
It's such a beautiful instrument to play, man. There's so much. Not that you can't do a lot with guitar. You can do tons of stuff with guitars, enough as your imagination allows you. But with the piano, I think it's just a whole different thing for me. It's something new to me. Like, with guitar, I've been playing since like I was 13, and piano, like, everything is new to me. There's like, if I go in one direction, this is new. If I go in another direction, this is new. There's so much more for me to understand with piano, and I'm just gonna carry on going and hopefully be a master at it.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.